This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Amy Broderson from Family Focus Federal Credit Union. She's the president and CEO there, and she's also chair of the CUNA Small Credit Union Committee. And the committee has just released a talent strategy guide for small credit unions. We talk all about it. Some great takeaways in this talk with Amy, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Amy Broderson from Family Focus Federal Credit Union. How are you, Amy?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well, better now that you're here. So, because you're here awesome. For a reason, obviously, and you're also the chair. You're not only the president and CEO of Family Focus Federal Credit Union, but you're the chair of CUNA's Small Credit Union Committee. And so you're here for that reason, because you guys have just released a talent strategy guide for small credit unions. And oh my gosh, the timing couldn't be better, especially in the crazy labor market that we're in right now. So just to give us a quick overview on what this what the talent strategy guide is for small credit unions.
Sure, absolutely. So the committee work, this was our project. We always have a project every year. And last year we identified a real need to provide a guide to small credit unions in this crazy time of trying to, you know, hire, attract and retain talent. And it's just so difficult. And when you're a small credit union, it's even more difficult. You're limited on your resources. I mean, we're not just talking financial resources, but time.
Yeah.
You have a lot of working managers out there that are running the total line or working in the loan department. When there's three people in your shop, you do a lot of different hats. And so we really wanted to recognize how challenging it is when, you know, you're putting and you're getting nobody to reply. So where do you go to find talent? And so we thought this was one of the biggest things challenge, especially coming off the pandemic.
Yep.
And so we thought, you know, we're going to put together a guide. So we spent a year really developing this guide. We reached out to the small credit union community. We tapped some folks on the shoulder. We got some great input from not just the folks on the committee with me, but out in the industry.
Oh, good.
And kind of looked for best practices. What do we do as a small credit union to really gain and attract these folks to our industry? You know, when we may not have the financial backing or the time backing to do what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a pretty comprehensive, well thought out, intentional guide that I think will be very helpful if you're at all struggling to hire anybody.
Yeah, no. Well, what's in the guide that will help small credit unions? Because I noticed in there, you said that there's some different tools and tactics that will help them remain competitive. So can you share maybe a couple just to kind of whet our appetite here?
Yeah. So the guide actually goes in from hiring, attracting, you know, what do you do to attract them? What do you focus on? It gives you some tools of how to develop your ads and what to put out there and where to advertise that and how to find talent and how to get creative about finding talent, not just hiring through Indeed or some of the online ventures, but how do you get kind of creative? Where do you find the talent? It talks about your culture, and it talks about some of the unique things about small credit unions that really may be attractive to folks now, especially coming off the pandemic. Really goes into depth and talks about this is really a great opportunity for small credit unions to gain talent because we have these mission statements and we have these value statements that so many people are aligning with right now. So it talks a lot about how do you use that to your advantage?
Yeah.
How do you differentiate yourself against maybe a larger institution that's, you know, selling a big price tag? And so it talks about how to do that. It gives you some step-by-step advice on how to do that. It goes into talking about your culture and making sure your culture, and here's the things you should be looking at. Do you have your core values? And just verifying and really helping you take a good hard look at your institution to make sure you yourself are developed correctly. And then it goes into, you know, the retention part of it, the development part of it, making sure that you're further developing and putting resources into developing it. So it just really goes from beginning to end. Whether you're hiring somebody, it also talks about how do you keep them.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if you have folks on your team right now that you're trying to keep and you're struggling, you're worried about the headhunters coming and stealing, it's pretty competitive right now.
Yeah.
You know, it gives you some advice and some tools how to make sure you're keeping those rock stars that you currently have.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's not just a guide for hiring and attracting, it's also for retaining.
Yeah, which is so important, especially in today's market. With what was the great oh gosh, I'm forgetting what the terminology was right now. But the great, well, everyone's leaving their jobs and going somewhere else.
Yeah, it's the great resignation.
There it is. Let's get to the why here. I think the answer is pretty obvious, and you kind of alluded to it at the top of the show. But I just want to get your take. Why create a guide like this for small credit unions?
Absolutely. Well, honestly, it's just as a small credit union, as a small business, in any case, talent right now has become so difficult. As you know, the unemployment spiked for a couple months there, right when the Great Recession started, and then it came way back down. And what we're finding is, you know, people left the workforce, and there wasn't people coming back into the workforce. So the pool just shrank.
Right.
And so, you know, we were used to getting 50 to 100 resumes coming in whenever we'd advertise for, and now we're lucky if we get 10. And then the 10 we have, it's pickings. And so, you know, and you want to make sure, and the guide goes into this really well, you want to make sure that you're very selective about who you bring on your teams. And it's harder to do that in the pool that we have. And so I think just the circumstances that we're in with the wage inflation that we're all facing, you know, so our cost just went up there. And we were already struggling to kind of compete before the whole pandemic thing. And now we got hit even further. We just really felt like this was the optimal time to really bring in a guide to help credit unions. What are some of the greatest tools being done out there? Mm-hmm. You know, how can you compete? And how can you change your mindset so you're not chasing talent with just the dollar?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be hard for us to get that level. We have to be more creative. We have to evolve. We have to have a mindset of looking for people that are passionate about the industry like we are. Mm-hmm. I started in the industry 30 years ago. And when I walked in the door, I've been at my credit union 30 years. And when I walked in the door, I was considered a clerk. I fell in love with our industry. I fell in love with my members. It was this big family and this big passion. And there was so much more that I've never even thought about leaving. And so where do we find people like me?
Yeah.
That want to look for a career that they really gain some real self satisfaction in doing, because that's what it takes. If you're going to hire somebody, and we hired an individual to be a leader on our team and really kind of chased it with dollars. And within a year we lost that individual because we can't compete against the private sector. Yeah. We really can't.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was a learning lesson for me to change. Okay, I need to chase folks that have a passion and want a value statement and want to understand what great missions we have. Mm-hmm. And I want to chase folks that really want to be able to make a difference and feel like they have a voice, because you do in a small credit union. Mm-hmm. You have a voice that you can't even imagine.
Yeah.
When there's 12 of you on the team, every voice counts and every voice is heard.
I was about to say, when you're at a smaller credit union, your voice is really heard. Because like you, even though you're the president and CEO there, you're wearing many hats, and so does everybody else at that shop as well. But again, that passion for what you do is certainly, and it's infectious too, when throughout the organization. So you really want to be a part of that. So yeah, but you're right. It's tricky, and it's challenging to find people like that who want to, you know, do work like that, but they're out there. You just gotta go out there and search.
And the guide really focuses and really drives that home. It really talks about, get picky, you know, don't just settle just because it's a talent war right now. Still keep your standards up.
Good.
Still look for those folks that are going to fit well into your culture and into your environment and understand your missions. And it's so important. And that's kind of our niche, our culture, our environment here at our credit union and a lot of small credit unions is so desirable that you have to be careful. You have to be careful what you're hiring.
Yep. Indeed.
Bringing it.
And let's talk about what you guys want to achieve with this guide. I mean, what are some goals that you guys have in mind? You know, short term, long term. What are some goals that you guys have to when releasing this to
right? Well, our major mission of the Small Credit Union Committee is really just the sustainability and viability for small credit unions. Mm-hmm. So everything we do is geared to really helping small credit unions remain viable, remain relevant. What can we do? What tools can we put in their hands to help them so that they are intentional and strategic about how their credit union is going to be around for many years. Mm-hmm. We're seeing far too many mergers, and it's, you know, it's our true belief and passion that there is a huge, huge need for small credit unions. Our members love what we are, and there's more small credit unions out there than there is larger credit unions.
Oh, yeah.
And our credit union memberships are family to us. And so this guide is just another tool that we're hoping to give, you know, those struggling small credit unions that are just, you know, what do I do? You have to realize, as a small credit union, many small credit unions, you're deep in the weeds sometimes. And so to get your head out of the weeds and start thinking strategically, which finding talent is such a strategic thing. Mm-hmm. And this guide just says, okay, if you're doing this, here's some other ways to think about it. So we're hoping it might help change the mindset. What were you doing to hire before? If you're always hiring through Indeed, for example, and there's nothing wrong with Indeed, mm-hmm. but you may not be getting the level of candidates that you need to take you into the next future.
Yeah.
So here's some other ideas. And so we're just really hoping that the guide will be a very valuable partner for somebody that's sitting in the helm of a small credit union, or even the leaders, any mm-hmm. of the leadership team in a small credit union, say, here's some other ideas. Here's some different ways of thinking. And it comes, the guide is a conglomerate of many people that are doing successful hiring, retention. So it's taking some of the best practices out there in small credit union world, mm-hmm. and it's putting them to print. And it's saying, here's some food for thought, some mm-hmm. things that maybe you haven't thought about. And our ultimate goal is to help small credit unions be viable, yep. to help them compete. We want to see great talent go to small credit unions. That can only strengthen our industry as a mm-hmm. whole, to have good, solid rockstar people running small credit units.
Yeah. And great point. And where can, I mean, the resources are, I can imagine, I haven't seen it yet. I can't wait to see it, but I can't wait. But the folks that you have on the committee are, it's a talented group for sure. And I'm sure the best practices that you kind of gained from the industry are going to be just as positive. So yeah, I can't wait to get this out there for you, help spread the word for you guys to get this out there for you. Cause I think they're looking for anything out there, any type of help to, you know, you said, gain and retain this top talent out there. So for sure. So where can folks get it? So where can folks gain access to it?
Sure. Absolutely. So if they just go out to CUNA.org, there's a CUNA and click on the communities.
Okay.
There's a small credit union community in there. They'll need to sign up for it, which I highly recommend they do, because it's also a collaboration piece. Mm-hmm. But all of the tools that the small credit union committee has done, including this one, are out there. So we've actually done a plan just a couple of years ago. We did on succession planning, a guide to help small credit unions do succession planning. Mm-hmm. That guide is out there. Everything that we've done over the course of our 20 years as a committee is out there for them to look at as a resource.
Awesome.
And then also it gets them engaged if they sign up for the small credit mm-hmm. union community with other credit unions, including myself and all the people that are on the committee. It's huge, 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 huge benefit to collaboration.
I bet.
And that's one of the things they'll find within the community. But they will find this guide as well as all of our other guides that we've done. And there's a lot of valuable information out there.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, we'll put that link in the show notes for sure, so people can get right to it and gain access to it. Check it out. Help them in any way possible. So yeah, this is fantastic stuff here, Amy. Well done. Anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts?
I think, like I said, with the tools, I think part of the thing is we're just trying to encourage credit unions to understand that they can compete. That there is something special. There is a secret sauce, mm-hmm. a secret ingredient that all small credit unions have that will help them to attract and retain their talent to use it. And we're just really encouraging them to do so. Again, we feel strongly this is an opportunity for us, because some of the mindset out there is people aren't necessarily looking for the things they used to look for. They're not looking for working for the largest industry,
the
largest businesses around. They're looking for niche places that have flexibility. The guide talks about that as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Places where they can go, where their voice can be heard, where they can make a difference, where they feel like, one of the things that we learned through the pandemic is life is short, right? Mm-hmm. We all learned that.
No doubt.
And we're seeing that people are a little more picky in where they want to work. You know, the questions that, what I find interesting is when I interview, the questions that I'm getting asked are awesome because they're asking about culture. They're asking Good. About what the work environment's going to be like. It's important to people. And I think, you know, this is a time to take advantage of that for small credit unions yep. and find, and it's kind of, like I said, our niche.
Yep. Indeed. Well said. Well said. I'm going to let you get going because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. So I'm going to let you get going, but thank you so much, Amy, for your time today. And again, we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to the guide and check it out and help them out. So we need all the help we can get in this area for sure.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. You're more than welcome. You're welcome. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.